take that there. Oh, man. I can't wait to watch that video again, right? It might fit in somewhere. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it might. So, can't wait to watch that video again. Lisa and Terry, thank you. So, 4 weeks ago, with about 40 LifeSpring leaders, I read and wrote this. A life of complete surrender to the Lord, fully open to the Holy Spirit, a temple that God can fill with His glory. The thing about a temple is that it's both individually and together. A life of complete surrender to the Lord, fully open to the Holy Spirit. A temple that God can fill with His glory. It's happening, and I'm really challenging us this day to let this happen. Let it happen in fullness. Let it really happen. It is happening. Let it really happen. There's nothing preventing each one of us and us together. Let's go for it. Two stories. And by the way, then, we're going to hear about 15 more, or maybe 17 more new life declarations here, and it's all going to flow together, so keep your ears open. Two stories. The first story is just this book. This book is Love is Like Fire. Love is Like Fire. It's the life story of a woman named Heidi Baker, and I'm not going to tell the story. I just want you to see this book, Love is Like Fire. And so you got this picture that if you get filled with the fire from heaven, the fire of the Holy Spirit, it's going to fill you and fill you to overflowing with love, and that love inevitably will overflow out of you to other people. And Heidi Baker's life illustrates that. And it's happening in a lot of people here, so let it happen. The potential is unlimited. Love is like fire. You see, it starts with the fire of the Holy Spirit. It flows through powerful love and inevitably overflows and gives life in other directions. Second story. 3 months ago, I was leading a Bible study. And by agreement, I'm going to leave the person anonymous. But he's agreed joyfully that I can tell this story. I want it to be all of your stories. So I came into this Bible study, I started asking some questions, and this one young man sitting to my right said, something just happened inside me like 2 or 3 days ago, and I don't know anything about God, and I don't know anything about the Bible, and I don't know how to get God's Spirit in my life, but I prayed that He would send somebody that it could explain it to me, okay? And he said, is that you? I said, yes, I think it is. I'm here. And we went into Acts 2:38. I kept saying, if you got any questions, stop me anytime. We'll open this up. And it opened up step by step, complete turning, complete turning from darkness to light, complete turning to the Lord, and about complete forgiveness. And he said, it can all be forgiven? All of that? For the last 25 years, it can all be, yes, all, completely forgiven. And I said, and then when that's happened, then you're prepared to be filled with God's Spirit. That's what being born again is. You get a new spirit in you. God gives you His Spirit. And I said, it's real simple. Is this what you want to do? And he said, yes, can I do that? And I said, yes, we can do it right now. And we had three other wonderful brothers sitting there with us. I said, you guys all just pray. So we prayed. It's a longer story, but we prayed. And I said, as we pray, if you have any questions here, if anything's not clear, just stop me and we'll get it straight, because this is for you right now. And so we prayed on through. And he welcomed the Holy Spirit in his life. And I said, how are you doing? How are you doing? And he said, there's something new inside. He said, there's something I've never felt. I'm 42 years old. There's something I've never felt. I said, what are you feeling? He said, it's like my whole being inside is just full of love. I said, you've just been baptized in the Holy Spirit, my friend. That God is love, and he's filled you with his Spirit. And this life story continues. I want it to be all of your stories, all right? I leave it anonymous so that it can be all of your stories. You get this vertical filled with the Spirit into this overflowing love. Inevitably, it will overflow to other people and bear fruit and give life to many others around you. And that is happening in this story. It is happening week by week and month by month in this dear young man's story. So, I want to give you some biblical substance. I need some of our dynamic guys. You three guys right there would be great. And Terry and Brittany, your females are welcome too. You want to help? You want to help? Get these to everybody real fast, please. Everybody have one here. Split that to Taylor or something. Got enough for everybody? Everybody get one in your hand. This is our beautiful, alive, vertical, horizontal overflow covenant of life with the Lord and with each other in real relationship. 4 weeks ago to those 40 leaders, I said, if you in your lives, day by day, week by week, will get the vertical, the fullness of God's grace and the power of his Spirit, you'll get the vertical and the horizontal together in real relationships of love and bonding with real people that are strengthening each other. If you get the vertical and the horizontal together, if you're clicking on both cylinders, you follow me on this yellow paper here? You see the first two paragraphs? If you will get the vertical and the horizontal together, clicking on both cylinders, it results in what I call geometric multiplying. It multiplies out. It inevitably overflows. Thanks, guys, and Brittany. It inevitably overflows. And just a short prophetic word into our time. Today in the North American church, unfortunately, and I say this with all my heart, unfortunately, all too often, there is a lot of just the vertical in a very individualistic way without real horizontal compassion and love and bonding, a lot of individualism, and the wholehearted dynamic doesn't happen in that way. And equally, tragically, there is a lot in North American Christianity that's gone almost entirely horizontal, including the beloved church of my youth. Much of that church is struggling with that. Without much vertical grace and power. And it's not a wholehearted dynamic. This is meant to function together, to flow together. And it is happening here. And I really honor you all. Because you're coming into it. You're stepping into it. You're letting it happen in fullness. The vertical and the horizontal. And when that's happening in the power of the Spirit, there's this inevitable catalytic overflow that happens. And I'm challenging us to it. I'm rejoicing in it. I'm hoping to stir us all up as fully as possible. You hear me? So let me repeat. You get the vertical, the grace and power flowing together with the horizontal, real, humble, loving relationships and compassion and love and bonding with each other. You get that flowing together. You're clicking on both cylinders. The kingdom of God starts to really break out in multiplying and in an overflow release of Holy Spirit power. Now we're going to go into our time of covenant renewal. Let that ring in your ears, please. And I want to ask my wife, my better half, to come up and join me. And and let me advance this. You see that? Jesus said it. And I want Alice to read it. Can you come over here with and read this right here, dear? Would you get the microphone here? Is this on, Russell? Here we go. From 37 to 40. Listen to this. Matthew 22, 37 to 40 from Jesus.
And he said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is a great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets."
Read it one more time. I really want us to hear it twice. Go ahead, dear.
He said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets."
Okay, that is what we are fully engaging and entering into, and let's do it with all of our hearts. Just hold on to that for a minute and come on over here. This would be a time for Rex Miller and Leslie to come up. Another spark plug catalyst here. Would you two come up? We ask you to share what does covenant renewal mean to me in a couple sentences? Go ahead, Rex.
To me, covenant renewal is a commitment to being a part of a body of Christ together, to come together to encourage and bless and strengthen each other to go out and be light in this world.
Cool. That's great, Rex. Thanks. And Leslie got these two lovely little slips here. Go, Leslie.
Okay.
Leslie Rush.
It means to me we agree and confirm in belief of Jesus Christ, the cross, and the resurrection. We act together in harmony with this gospel truth because we are the church.
That's really good stuff. Thank you so much. So this morning, a little bit like popping popcorn. So that's what that was about, Tim. Except this is even a lot better. This is spiritually empowered popcorn. Coming out of many of you, we've already heard from Sandy's dynamism. We've already, Alice is involved here. And we're going to hear from another 15. Let me say this. Listen to this closely. We're going to celebrate the vertical and challenge each other in it in fullness. All right? We're going to celebrate the horizontal and encourage each other in love. And we're going to rejoice in the overflow and spur each other on. So, Sandy and Carrie and I ask for people to submit just spontaneously where I experienced new life in recent months or in this past year. And the response was amazing. And the response is really like catalytic popcorn. So we're going to hear some catalytic popcorn here from many people. And what's really amazing to me, some of the simple new life statements that we received are vertically dynamic. They're all about vertically. Some of them are horizontally dynamic, and some of them are clearly overflow dynamic, which was really cool to read these, which was an indication to me of the healthiness of who you are. So let's go on into it, okay? here's what we want to do. I want you to have your papers. Would you stand with me for just a moment, and we're going to read that first paragraph under Matthew 22, 37 to 40. That is the beginning of our covenant renewal. And we're going to read that out loud, and then after that, I'm going to invite five people up before we read the next paragraph. Okay, will you join me? Recognizing Jesus' simple words that the path to life consists of loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself, we as LifeSpring Church set our names to this common commitment and covenant. Thank you. Go ahead and be seated. And I want to invite up Daniel Love, Shelley Rubo, Kevin Beck, Judy Marikine, at least those. And I have one here too. And and get you all up here, and I think it would be even more powerful. Now, did we get all of you? Okay. Sandy, if you ever want to throw in another one anytime, you're welcome to. Like, where is Sandy? That last one you wrote, would you read that as part of this? The last one of your five, would you read that too as part of this? That was really powerful and significant. So we got Daniel up here. Mm-hmm. Here, hold on, hold your breath for just a minute. Will you all stand and join me again to read this? We're going to get spiritual, physical, emotional, relational exercise today, and it's all good. Join me. Affirming, as the scriptures record, that the church of Jesus Christ is composed of those who have repented from their sins, sought Jesus for forgiveness and regeneration, we confirm and hereby testify that we have found Jesus as our Savior and join with other fellow believers empowered by the Holy Spirit to grow in fullness of life with Jesus as our Lord. Very good. Go ahead and be seated now. Let's get some new life application and vertically dynamic statements. Daniel, where would you read? Get the pass the microphone. We'll go to Daniel and then Shelley and then Kevin and then Judy and Sandy. Go ahead, Daniel.
In the past year, I saw new life when people stepped out of their old comfort zones and accepted or even asked for prayer so that God's light would break into the dark places.
That's powerful, folks. It's powerful. Don't forget this. Go ahead, Shelley.
I experienced life through my 40-day prayer challenge when God healed my pain.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And through seeing Alexis grow and bloom.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kevin. This is the word of God coming through a preacher teacher. I just had to pull this one out, Kevin. Go, say it like you said
good,
it, man.
Good. I experienced life when someone texted Pat to tell me they remembered my message from 3 weeks before and they were applying it to their life.
A word of God into people's lives. It's powerful. All right. Yeah, Judy.
I experienced life this last year when I was asked to pray for others or minister to others for healing. Also, watching those getting baptized reminded me of Jesus' sacrifice for each one of us.
Wonderful. And Sandy, your last one. I mean, you just ought to hear this here.
I experienced life this past year when people have asked for prayer for healing and when we've seen those prayers answered.
And I wrote, I saw new life at Life Spring with more and more people cooperating with Holy Spirit power day in and day out. All right. Wonderful. Thank you. So here's, now I'm going to invite, you have this covenant in your hand, and here is your opportunity. If your family last name, you get a little alphabetical here. No, not putting anybody on the spot, but opening the door to everyone. If your family last name is from G to P, is a middle, start with the middle, you know, the people at the first often get, and then the last often get to go first. The people in the middle never get to go first, so I thought I would start with the middle here. All right? That's only fair, right? Okay. So, G to P, which is if your family last name starts with G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, or P, you're invited now to come up, and I want the elders to come up and join me here as a welcoming group. I want the Joneses and the Kirks and the Markings to sign first, if you would, and then be ready to welcome other people. Anybody else that's in that group, if you are new and want to just watch, be at peace and be inspired. Nobody's on the spot, but if you want to take this step, we invite you to the step of covenant renewal. And Judy and Fernando, after you sign, would you come and stand up here with me for just a minute so people can see you over the crowd? Yeah, that's later. He's in the second group. Starting with some of our elders, this is Fernando and Judy Marroquin, and then Tom and Debbie, come on up here too, with me for a minute. Tom and Debbie, come on up here, and Carrie and Terry. And then I'm going to hand the mics to them. Alice can help too. Don't anybody leave without getting introduced. Everybody's important, okay? Don't sign and skip away. Stay here. We're going to introduce. This is Tom and Debbie Kirk. Tom is one of our elders. Debbie is very significant in every way herself. Okay. And then here's Terry and Carrie Jones. You heard Terry already. You'll hear Carrie later. Terry and Carrie Jones, also two of our elders. Okay. Now, would you all go down there and start introducing people? Please get the microphones. I won't be doing all the introducing. And Debbie, I'm going to call you up later for your statement, okay? So you can go back for now, but I'll call you up later. Don't leave without getting introduced. Everybody's in. Tammy. Come back to Alice. Okay. Listen, everyone.
I am introducing Janie Mullins, right here
Mullins.
Beside me. This is Janie, and next to her is Tammy Lambden. Welcome. Thanks.
Hold the mic real close to you so everybody can hear you, okay? And where's the other mic?
And Kathy Hillebrand.
Okay.
Just signed.
Everybody's important. I want everybody introduced.
Okay.
Get down here and you help introduce people. I'm not going to be doing it. Okay. Go over. Come over here, Terry. You got this mic on, Russell? Go ahead, Terry.
Is it on? Not on. This is Mary Lou and Alan. Garrett's.
Oh.
And Nathaniel. I didn't even see
Alice
you. Sorry.
Has it.
It's too tall. Who we got?
These okay.
Guys? We got
and
Sandy.
And I may. And did you get introduced, Sandy and Toby?
Ryan and Lou.
Okay, I will. You see Sandy and Toby. And Lissy and Rob are at home, right? Okay, and there's Nathaniel. Did you introduce Nathaniel?
He did. Yes.
Okay, sorry, yes. I got
And
distracted.
I have one right here. You can see because he's tall, even though you can't see me. This is Michael Neal, has signed. Welcome.
God bless you, Michael. Yeah. Okay, keep on going here. Go ahead, Carrie.
All right. We have Brenton Jones and Brittany Jones, brother and sister. We have Rex Miller. It's awesome.
Okay, well, on this side, we've got Jim Hoogenboom, and I'm assuming Becky.
Yes.
Do you have a power of attorney? You signed for
yeah.
it? Good. And Tim Knapp.
All right.
We have Tim Mischler here.
Yay, Tim, right here. Go stand over by Tim so everybody knows who Tim is.
And we also have Cody here.
Cody Pryor.
Cody.
Way to go, Cody. Cody was here getting prep on sound today.
Awesome. Awesome.
That's awesome, Cody.
Over here we got Laura Horning and Melissa. And you're signing for Rachel.
And
I'll ask
Rachel
you the
Horning.
Same question. You don't have power of attorney.
You're just a mother.
Just a mother. Thank you.
Melissa Murray. She is
we
Melissa.
We have Taylor McKnight right here.
And
way
Melissa,
go,
what's your last name?
Murray.
Yes. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome. Cool. I'm going to keep going. We've got Amy Lloyd, Isaac, Liam, and Lexi.
Yeah.
And
all
Lexi
right.
came to church this morning because she was going to have a great day.
She said she's going to eat two pizzas during the meal. Is that right, Lexi? All right, maybe more. Okay, go ahead, Alice.
Okay.
Stand over there by them, yes, so we can see.
This is a loving family. This is Daniel and Cassidy, Caleb and Madison Love.
We didn't miss anybody, did we? What about, have you introduced Stacy? Okay. Yeah, we did. We did say Rex.
Oh, you already did. Okay. This is Stacy Lambden. She has already signed. Welcome. She has other family members here. Tammy signed. Yeah. Great.
Keep going over here.
Brenda Kaufman and Steve Kaufman.
Can I go up now?
Yes. Go for it, Tim.
And Tim?
Tim Cooper. I'm going to come out here. It's only been 4 weeks ago that I got to baptize you, Tim, in the name of the Lord. Tim Cooper. Bless you, Tim. Okay. Have you signed yet? Oh, please. And then we'll call
and we
up
have
the next
Angel
group.
And Russell Howard.
Yay.
And Tom, were you signing for somebody else too? James.
Yes, I'm signing for James Little. Who?
Can you hear Tom?
He's in courtyard right now, and he can't be with us this morning, but he is still very much a part of us.
Did you speak about Drew? also.
So I'll sign for James.
And then Alice has someone that she's signing for. Did Russell and
I'll
Angel
sign for
get
someone
introduced?
In the L group too. Okay. Drew Lyons, and you saw a picture of her with Sharon Lambden, hugging her if you saw that briefly go by. So that's Drew Lyons at Courtyard.
Okay. I'm going to take us.
Tammy is going to sign for her mom.
Oh, did you sign for Sharon?
She did not.
You're going to, though.
Tammy is going to sign for her.
Sharon is all here, heart and soul.
For her mom.
She's getting restored health-wise. We are going to see Sharon back here. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I know.
Amen to that.
Okay. Way to go, Tammy. All right. Now, I took us on to the, if you get your papers again in your hand, let's let this soak in. And in a moment, we're going to read. As we get ready to read, there's two things I want to do. One is I want to invite up to come and join us up here, Connie Butler, Irene Bornman, Mary Lou Garrett, Brian Mirow, Sandy for Rob, and Tom Kirk is already up here. So will you come on up? And I want to ask Alice to kick off these it just all flowed together. So here are these spiritually dynamic, horizontal dynamics that showed up in a lot of these new life statements, which is so cool and healthy. And Alice, I ask her to kick it off. Do you have your three? Oh, well, there you go. You got the microphone? The middle three. Listen to these. I experienced new life from Alice as we start this section.
In the past year, I experienced new life in the Wednesday morning women's group by meeting new friends, deepening relationships, and lifting each other up in prayer. In the past year, I experienced new life while teaching the preschoolers. It's a joy to see this class coming together with some new children and to get to interact with each one. In the past year, I experienced new life by putting into practice what I learned at Couple Chats.
Isn't that dear? That's for us. Yeah, all right. So that's very relational, isn't it? Okay. Could I ask you all to stand and let's read this paragraph together, and then we're going to hear some new life experiences. Join me, please, out loud. Affirming, as the scriptures record, that God's good plan is to live our lives in unity and love with one another in the life of a local church community. We confirm and hereby testify that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will seek to live in love with one another, to share our gifts and finances in the joy of the Lord, and to encourage each other as part of this redeemed community to each reach our potential in the Lord. Yes, thank you. Go ahead and be seated. And now the microphone over here. Do you have a microphone too? Where's Connie? Go ahead and hand it to Connie. Connie, you go ahead and go first, and then Irene, and then Mary Lou.
In the past year, I experienced new life in many of the prayer groups. Wednesday morning prayer group has been really joyful and yet challenging each of us to be faithful. Praying together, sharing specific Bible truths, and worshiping together has given me so much joy and stability to be faithful and hope for the future.
Beautiful. See, that's the vertical flowing into the horizontal. Go ahead, Irene.
In the past year, I experienced life when I began to volunteer at the jail.
But where's that other thing you wrote, too, about being with friends and the Holy Spirit?
That was at the jail.
What?
That was at the jail.
That was at the jail?
Yeah.
Do you have that on the other side of the paper?
Well, I could...
Anyway,
the Lord,
it's all good, Irene. She said she was with friends and got met by the Holy Spirit. I was just so struck by that.
I just was helping them crochet, you know, and I realized that there was a new anointing, maybe?
Yeah.
Of the Holy Spirit with a feeling of His love for them.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't me.
It's real you. Awesome. Okay, Mary Lou, go ahead.
I had life this past week when I met with a friend over a meal just to enjoy our friendship.
Beautiful. Brian, where's Brian? Yeah.
So this past year, I experienced new life when reconnecting with the LifeSpring Church family after having been gone for several years. It's an opportunity to redefine roles and relationships in the context of this church body.
Beautiful. And for Rob.
Okay, I, Rob, get a lot of life from teaching kids church. Sometimes it's from the fun we have playing together. Other times it's when a Bible story connects with them and there are questions and comments and you can see the wheels turning. We have some amazing kids in this church, and it's a blessing to me to spend time with them.
Okay. Where's Tom Kirk? Oh, I wanted you up here, Tom. You sort of have the kickoff, and while Tom's coming, let me invite, just get the microphone, Tom, but don't share yet. You have your statement. Let me invite anyone whose family last name and who wants to take this step of covenant renewal, whose family last name is from R to Z. That is R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. I'd like, especially like to meet the X's, X-Y-Z. So I welcome you to come, but while they're coming, your paper.
I didn't get one, but I could recreate what I wrote.
Well, I can give it to you, because you know what? There was so much going on. Here, read that, Tom. Come on up and get ready to sign, but don't leave before we introduce you.
Okay. In the past year, I experienced life when several individuals from all generations came together to clean, paint, and spruce up the children's church area in the basement. This was a continuation of the total renovation of the basement for the youth room. More work has followed and more is to come as we joyfully prepare for all the new families, youth, and children that the Lord will be sending us.
That's moving into overflow, you see, but that was a powerful statement. Okay, elders, help me out here. Invite anybody in that R-S-T...
Well, I get to introduce our neighbors, Jordan and Lisa.
Yeah, go stand down there by them so you can everyone
so that people
can,
know who we're talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
Your neighbors. That's amazing. Okay. And help us out, elders here. Introduce people as they come. Go ahead and sign on this side, too. Go ahead, Joey. Yeah. So, Joy, I'm going to introduce Joey. This pretty special guy. This is Joey Weaver. You'll hear from
him. On the other side,
more.
We have Shelley and Mike Rubo.
It's a joy to tell that story, man. Keep coming on in here and go ahead. And don't miss these folks here, too.
I'm just going to comment. Alice Wilhelm is signing on this side. She is a great, great grandmother. Yesterday, her great-great-grandchild was born at 75 pounds. No, 7.5 pounds. The decimal makes a difference.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin, you are a case.
Eric, we didn't get a chance to introduce you. Eric Yost. I had to remember. Welcome.
Eric Yost.
Yes.
Wonderful, Eric. Thank you, brother.
And then I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and this is Leslie Rush.
And did Ben get introduced?
We have
what about
Ben
okay.
Wagner?
Yay, Luis.
And Lily.
And on this side, we have Eric Van Diepenbos and his special little girl, Ivy, and
Zane
and Ashley. Go
what
ahead.
A joy. Oh, God bless
awesome.
You. Natasha. Thank you, Austin. Did you introduce Ben now? Okay. Ben and Lily. Okay. Go ahead, Austin. Austin, go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Signing after Ben is Latasha Kripe.
Welcome, Latasha. God bless you. Well, look who's coming. That's wonderful. So how many other people in this room have been married for more than 50 years? Huh? Huh? Anybody else besides this esteemed couple right here? We'll get in a minute. Go ahead, Patty. Go back and help introduce, and when we'll...
Yeah, let's introduce one.
Go. And Alice, you go ahead and introduce. We introduced Latasha, but...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Austin introduced her. So next is signing Luis Perez.
Yes, Luis. It's a wonderful man.
Getting to know him Thursday nights, Bible study. That's great.
And on this side, we have Walt and Sherry. Stankovich.
Stankovich. Yep. Yeah.
And I'm going to sign up for Phil and Alice Shank. After
okay, this is for Phil and Alice Shank. She's signing. All right. Thank you very much. Sign us up, dear. That's with the Lord and with everybody precious here. Okay. So let me take us on to our final paragraph. And while Alice is signing, could I invite you to stand and read with me again? Please stand. It's powerful stuff. Overflow. Read with me, please. Affirming, as the scriptures record, that in this new redeemed people, the church, the Spirit of God is working through each one. And God has planned much life to be imparted like a fountain through each of us. We confirm and hereby testify that empowered by the Holy Spirit, we will welcome the love of God to flow through us to others. We will welcome the fulfillment of God's calling in our lives and the fruitfulness of Jesus through us to a world in need. Thank you. God bless you. Please be seated. And I want to invite up Debbie Kirk and Bonnie Beachy and Carrie, who is here. And Alice, would you kick us off by reading your two overflow ones at the top of your paper?
In the past year, I experienced new life when I attended the baptisms at High Dive Park, Life Spring, and Oxbow.
Yes.
Hearing fresh testimonies from recently reborn brothers and sisters is exhilarating. In the past year, I experienced new life by attending Thursday night Bible studies at Life Spring. I love searching the scriptures together with discussion.
Many new people. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Carrie. You got the microphone. These are overflow examples, too. Go ahead.
All right. In the past year, I experienced life through attending the Wednesday 11 o'clock Bible study. And also in this past year, I've experienced life through attending the baptism times together as a mentor.
As a mentor. This is dynamic overflow going on. On to Bonnie here.
Okay, I've experienced life through the Sunday morning worship times at Life Spring and through prayer ministry times during the services. I've also experienced it when others have given prophetic words or when God has used me to share something prophetic, either from the front or to individuals personally.
Amen. It's powerful. It's true. And I'm going to let you go last, Debbie. I got one here. Phil said, I see new life at Life Spring this year with more and more knowing their giftings and callings and joyfully entering in. Okay, Debbie, you sort of got the resounding climax one here. Go ahead. She does.
I just had a number of them.
I know. Just read them all. Okay. It's awesome.
Okay. I experienced life when Amy and Isaac were baptized, and let me insert, too, here that could have been all of you being baptized is new life.
Yeah.
When Stacy came to be with us and Lou came to be with us and they got together,
yeah.
And... It's been fantastic. JoJo and Maya came back.
Yeah.
I don't see Carol Bell. Oh, yay.
There she is.
Okay. She worked through her illness.
Yes.
And we've gained numerous wonderful people.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. Thank you. Awesome. Okay. I want to invite, as we're looking this and... anyone whose last name is A through F, that is A, B, C, D, E, F, if you haven't already come, you are invited to come and take this step, this rich tapestry of spiritual power being woven together vertically and horizontally into overflow. You're invited into it. Elders, would you meet people and introduce them? Patty and Kevin are in
Kevin
that.
And Patty back.
There you go. But then take it away, Carrie.
And this is Irene Bordeman.
Yes.
And Sydney Beck.
Yay, Sid.
This is Carol Bell.
The Carol Bell, yes.
Oh. You want to do Donnie?
Go ahead.
Maya Maris.
Dottie Bollinger signing here beside me.
Yay, welcome. Dottie. Welcome, Dottie. Oh, it's really Dorothy, huh?
Dorothy.
We can just call you Dottie, though, huh? Is that right?
I put Dorothy and put Dottie on top.
Okay, wonderful. That's a win-win.
Connie and Gary Butler.
Amber and Doug Cook.
Yes.
Connie is going to sign for a few people that are not here today. Erna Bachman, who is at Greencroft, and also Lauren and Patricia Klassen.
Oh, I've got a picture of Lauren and Patricia. Look at that. Here we go, our sent out team. This is their home church. They're also part of the apostolic oversight team, but this is their home church, and they're heading to India in a few weeks.
So on this side, we have Bonnie and David Beachy, along with their children, Josiah and Lucas.
Yes.
I have Austin and Bonnie Berkey.
And yeah, that's right.
Okay, so Brittany is going to be signing for Deborah Campbell.
And who is Deborah? Tell us.
Which is my mom, which of course is Brenton and Brittany's grandma, and she prays for us.
She's a prayer warrior undergirding so much Holy Spirit work that's happening here. Step on up, somebody here.
And then we have Jim Fry. Camden.
And Camden. Is your last name Carter? Camden, you're really important. You know that? All right. Okay. I want to invite the worship team to come on up. And as they do, let me just say again. This is the second time I'm saying this. Somehow or another, I'm going to say it a third time too. But listen, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, we're celebrating the vertical power and grace given to us and challenging each other in it to live in fullness. We're celebrating the horizontal and encouraging each other in love. And we're rejoicing in the overflow and spurring each other on. So we're going to get to go into live worship. This has been worship. We're going to worship and we're going to share in communion. Are you guys up here? Let me read three verses as we move into communion. I was really struck by this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Is not the cup of blessing which we bless, a sharing in the blood of Christ, forgiveness of sins? Is not the bread which we break, a sharing in the body of Christ? You see, that's intimacy with Jesus in his forgiveness, in his pouring himself into our lives. And let's live in that. It's totally available to us. And then it says, so since there is one bread, we who are many are one body. We're in unity, real relationship. We're not alone anymore. We're not disconnected. We have a family. We're better together. We are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. And the third verse is over there on that table. Have you ever looked at that table over there? Jesus said, I'll tell you, if anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. All of my power. Because if you do, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water, which he was speaking of the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. So in that spirit, let's worship together. I'm going to ask the elders to come and prepare to serve communion. Three of you or four on this side. Alice, would you come and help me here? And Tom and Terry and Carrie over here. And Judy, would you help Kevin and Patty? And here's what I want us to do. Strong vertical with the Lord. Strong horizontal with each other. And present yourself to the Lord. Let him work in you in full power. And when we receive the the bread, the body of Christ broken for us. Would you all just hold it this time? Don't partake immediately. Just hold it. And then we're going to all share together this one bread. And we'll do the same in a few moments with the cup while we worship. Hold it and we'll share it together in prayer. I want to say also, I'm going to pray in a minute. If there's anybody here that hasn't decisively, like the story I told this earlier, hasn't decisively turned from sin, and you're listening into all this and you want to take that step, well, I'm going to pray and you're invited to take that step. It's so available.